Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is July 21, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Vodacom teams up with China's Alipay in mobile payments push. Saudi Payments, JCB partner to enable card acceptance through MATA. Brazil Central Bank to authorize a payment system involving WhatsApp. Spati introduces deferred payment options on their platform in UAE. Ant Group plans IPO in Shanghai, Hong Kong. JCB, Shopee join forces to offer payment options to Southeast Asian online shoppers. Walmart Canada to invest $2.60 BLN in e-commerce and distribution. eBay to launch its new payments system, as PayPal agreement expires. Amid pandemics, SRM survey reveals forward push in digital and payment activity in the U.S. Now let's get started. Vodacom teams up with China's Alipay in mobile payments push. Mobile operator Vodacom has announced it will aggregate different merchants and service providers such as Alipay so that users can do all their business online. Vodacom has teamed up with Alipay to launch an e-commerce platform similar to China's WeChat, the latest example of SA telecom companies seeking to branch out of basic telecom services as regulatory and competition pressure eat into their profit margins. The order issued in 2019 by the Competition Commission to cut data prices is expected to hit margins for the two largest operators, but may help to stimulate the search for additional revenue streams. Saudi Payments, JCB partner to enable card acceptance through MATA. Saudi Payments, operator of the National Payment Network, MATA, has partnered with JCB to enable the acceptance of JCB cards in Saudi Arabia. This partnership will enable MATA Network to accept JCB payments through the platform. This will facilitate local acquiring banks to accept JCB cards through their network of point-of-sale terminals and ATM terminals deployed throughout Saudi Arabia and also provide greater convenience for JCB's growing cardholders in Islamic markets such as Indonesia. JCB will also be opening an office in Riyadh to develop and enhance its presence in the Saudi Arabian market. Saudi Payments is a subsidiary of the Saudi Arabian Monetary Authority, founded to operate and develop all major national payment systems, according to the official press release. Brazil Central Bank to authorize a payment system involving WhatsApp. Brazil's central bank has announced it will authorize a payment system involving Facebook Inc.'s WhatsApp messaging service, to send money and make payments via chats. The go-live to the project is said to be conditioned by all rules being respected, according to the announcement made by the bank. The central bank suspended the newly launched WhatsApp payment service in June 2020 when Brazil's central bank stated that the suspension will let it evaluate any possible risk to the country's system of payments, and to determine whether the payments system meets the necessary rules, as starting the service without the regulator's approval could generate damage, especially regarding issues such as competition, efficiency, and data privacy, Bloomberg reported. Spati introduces deferred payment options on their platform in UAE. UAE-based e-commerce payment tech provider Spati has launched an offering allowing customers to make online purchases and delay payment for 2 weeks. The option works in the UAE through a consumer ordering something online from one of a growing number of partner merchants. The goods are delivered 2 weeks after the purchase date, the consumer pays 25% of the purchase cost, followed by another 25% payment every 2 weeks for the next 6 weeks. Flexible payment terms mean paying the cost of items purchased over 8 weeks under the No Pay Today offering without penalties for early repayment, unlike most bank offerings. Merchants can sign up directly with Spati using simple plugins designed to integrate with nearly all leading e-commerce platforms, such as Shopify, Magento, and WooCommerce. Spati also has a team of developers on hand to help forward-thinking merchants integrate Spati with their existing online payment technology through an API, should they be required. Ant Group plans IPO in Shanghai, Hong Kong. Ant Group has announced plans for an initial public stock offering, IPO, that could become the world's biggest since the COVID-19 pandemic began. According to Spectrum News 1, the company, which was valued at US$150 billion after a 2018 private fundraising round, gave no indication on how much money it hopes to raise in the joint offering in Hong Kong and Shanghai. Ant Group will list on the Shanghai Stock Exchange's SSE, Star Board and on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Moreover, a public offering in Hong Kong would also give foreign investors the opportunity to own a piece of the China-based online payments player. Moreover, Ant Group runs the private credit rating system Sesame Credit and mobile payments service Alipay, which was founded in 2004 to serve as an escrow system between buyers and sellers on its Taobao e-commerce platform. Alipay was later transformed into Ant Financial and renamed itself as Ant Group in June 2020. JCB, Shopee joined forces to offer payment options to Southeast Asian online shoppers. Shopee and JCB International have entered into a regional agreement to provide online merchants and shoppers with facilitated payment options. Through this collaboration, the two Asia-based brands will jointly provide quality e-commerce and payments services for the Southeast Asian market. The partnership will launch in July 2020 in Indonesia, Thailand, and Vietnam, followed by Singapore and the Philippines in the following months. JCB will offer year-round and seasonal discounts and an additional safe and secure payment method for shoppers. Shopee will also promote participating stores that support JCB. As per a joint report by Google, Temasek and Bain & Company, the Southeast Asia internet economy has soared to US$100 billion in 2019, more than tripling in size over the last 4 years. By 2025, the region's internet economy is expected to grow to US$300 billion. The report also estimates that 150 million Southeast Asians have bought or sold things online, up 3 times from 2015. Walmart Canada to invest US$2.60 BLN in e-commerce and distribution. Walmart Canada has announced plans to spend US$2.58 billion over the next 5 years to tie together physical and digital shopping, while facilitating distribution and fulfillment. According to Progressive Grocer, most of the money will go towards distribution centers, both new construction and upgrades. Besides, the investment plan will speed up e-commerce for consumers, including deliveries, while resulting in smarter stores and a better omnichannel retail experience. Some of the funds are planned for the renovation of more than 150 stores over 3 years, while creating a new checkout experience that reduces touchpoints, including tap-to-pay, self-checkout and checkout with Me mobile payment technology to enable associates to check out customers anywhere in the store. Moreover, Walmart Canada will expand its Walmart Pickup offering to 270 stores by the end of 2020. Furthermore, the retailer will test hybrid location supercenters with micro-fulfillment centers in their back rooms to boost fulfillment for pickup and delivery. Other investment efforts include launching an AI software in partnership with O9, and the use of machine learning software to improve training and safety on the front lines of the company's distribution center. eBay to launch its new payments system, as PayPal agreement expires. eBay has planned to roll out a new payments system, as its operating agreement with PayPal has officially come to an end. According to MarketWatch, although eBay and PayPal split into two separate companies in July 2015, they maintained a five-year operating agreement. The agreement established that PayPal would remain eBay's primary payments partner. However, in January 2018 the companies announced that they would not be renewing that agreement upon its expiration, which took place recently. Regarding eBay's initiative, it has been reported that 42,000 sellers are using the new payments platform and it has processed more than $4.7 billion in volume through the managed payments solution. Moreover, the company had 250,000 more sellers who were enrolled on their platform upon the expiration of the agreement with PayPal, as the agreement had previously limited the extent to which eBay could run its own payments system. The company hopes that the new payments system, which enables payments through PayPal or various other payment methods, might improve conversion rates by giving shoppers more options. Furthermore, eBay is partnering with payments provider Adyen for its new system. However, the agreement is different from the one made with PayPal, as eBay is taking on aspects like risk management and payments customer service, MarketWatch reported. Amid pandemics, SRM survey reveals forward push in digital and payment activity in the U.S. Strategic Resource Management (SRM), an independent advisory firm serving financial institutions, has revealed a forward push in digital and payment activity. The advisory has conducted its second diverse sampling among banks and credit unions to evaluate their ongoing response to the effects of COVID-19 in the U.S., including observed trends across various consumer banking behaviors. Key findings indicate: digital growth is well above the pre-pandemic norm. 62.16% of responding financial institutions noted an increase in digital users of between 10 and 25%. The most common response was an uptick of 10 to 15%. Another 10.81% of respondents stated this growth exceeded 25%. When asked about changes in how customers or members pay for purchases, nearly half of the institutions reported decreases in credit card activity. At the same time, a correlating 48.65% saw increases across debit usage. This result aligns with the Federal Reserve report showing U.S. credit card balances falling below $1 trillion. 64.86% of responding financial institutions stated increases in card-not-present transactions, and 75.68% reported the same for mobile payments. No respondents saw declines in either of these areas. Furthermore, 48.65% of respondents also noted a decrease in cash withdrawals. More than one quarter of respondents noted an increase in transaction values across all payment types, while 21.62% noted a decrease in transaction values. Understanding these dynamics will be critical over the next 12 months when negotiating high-stakes agreements with payments vendors. Asked to rank their forward focus in five areas, survey participants saw expand, improve digital channels as their most critical initiative going forward, with nearly two-thirds of respondents rating it their top priority, confirming the results of the earlier survey's findings in this area. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.